Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. We move on now to the Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday. And Peter, surely a relevant and suitable selection here, Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
Yes, although not everybody likes The Passion of the Christ. Some people found it very difficult, and others, who I thought might have been disturbed, found it very much corresponded to their own spirituality, perhaps a more penitential spirituality. On Good Friday, The Passion of John is read, but in the liturgical cycle on this day, it's Matthew and Mark and Luke. And so The Passion of the Christ does seem a very appropriate film to reflect on. Mel Gibson wanted to make it very personally, and that is what he's done. And I think he knows how to make films, and whether you like it or not, so much of it is very striking. Perhaps too much talk about the scourging, and there should have been more talk, I suppose, about the flashbacks and how they were inserted, and so that when Jesus is being nailed to the cross and the blood is flowing, the flashback is actually to the Last Supper. Mary Magdalene, and there's a flashback to her and her experience. There is much more in the film than people sometimes remember. And so, reflecting on the Passion on this day, it needs to be reflected on in the light of all that went before it, as well as in the anticipation of resurrection. It's a chance at the beginning of Holy Week to think back on the whole life of Jesus. In fact, some of the flashbacks are to his childhood and Mary's concern about him. Not episodes that are in the Gospels, but nice creative episodes, so that there's something mellower there, which actually then gives a foundation for the extreme suffering that Jesus went through. And so, whether we respond to, I suppose, such ghastliness in the picturing of Jesus' suffering, it's so much easier to respond to words than to images, and I think that's part of the difficulty. And we create our own images, but for many people, some of the images of the Passion of the Christ have been absorbed and I think are most valuable for reflecting on the Passion as we listen to it on this day.
Now, obviously, things like the scourging I can remember very well, and I can understand, actually, why some people might find that painful to watch and all that it stands for. But as you say, if we think back to some of those nicer touches, or at least very reflective touches, moving touches, like when Jesus falls and the flashback to when he falls as a child, like we've all fallen in front of our mothers, it's nicely done, isn't it?
It's very nicely done, and I think Mel Gibson and his writer Benedict Fitzgerald need complimenting on being imaginative as well as trying to present the Passion, as they said, as it was.